The El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival will feature some of the most incredible musicians in the world performing in a month-long festival that has been an artistic triumph in our region for more than 35 years. The series is set from January 14th through January 31st, and today we talk to Felipa Solis, Executive Director of the El Paso Pro Musica, to learn more about the musicians that will be visiting the Sun City during this exciting time of the year. Welcome, Ms. Felipa.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
So this time of the year is always exciting in El Paso.
Very much so.
And I hear you're adding some new components to your festival.
Well, actually, our chief component with respect to our festival is the word collaboration. And so we have been working with the El Paso Museum of Art now for many years to provide music and make it accessible to all. Sure, we have concerts in some of the beautiful halls in our region, but we also have opportunities where everyone can hear the music. So every Thursday during this festival, Box Lunch at noon at the El Paso Museum of Art is a place where you can go, take a lunch, or just chill and listen to some of the greatest music in the world.
And I hear that they're popular, so get there early?
Yes, absolutely. They're very popular. They start at noon straight up, and it's usually a full house. And it's a wonderful opportunity to merge visual art and musical art together. So we love that collaboration, along with others that we'll be doing that we have been doing for many years, as a matter of fact, with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And so each year we bring a great artist to perform with them in concert. And that's very, very special. We also have a film series. We're doing special outreach this year at the El Paso Holocaust Museum. So there's so many things in store, but most importantly, the accessibility. And that's also taking these musicians who come from all over the world to El Paso, to schools throughout the region, so that kids can experience it firsthand and feel what classical music is all about.
How do you choose these musicians?
Well, we're very fortunate in that artistic director Zul Bailey is a world-renowned traveler as well. His cello, named Cello Bailey on American Airlines, has seen many miles throughout the years, and he also gets to perform with some of the most outstanding artists in the world. And with that, he takes El Paso as his billboard, if you will, and loves to sell where he lives. And they want to come here. And once they've come here, and they come from places like New York City and Philadelphia in the dead of January, and they come to 65 degree temperatures here in El Paso, they want to come back. They also want to come back for the Mexican food and the great hospitality.
That's what I was going to say. Where do you take them when they come into
town? We take them everywhere. They go everywhere from the beautiful restaurants downtown El Paso to little holes in the wall where we just love to share things like huevos rancheros with people who've never had them before. And that's always the most fun. The best camaraderie of all of this is the musicians are so close to each other, and they and the community kind of form a very, very special bond. And what better way to do that than with food?
Well, food is it, right?
Food
is love.
That's right. Food and music is love.
I want to learn a little bit more about your collaborations with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra and the El Paso Youth Symphony. You'll be taking concerts to one of the local elementary schools, is that correct?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, the El Paso Symphony Orchestra has some wonderful programs, especially with their Youth Symphony and with an organization that they've formed called Tocando, which is providing instruments to kids in the barrio. And so they do an after-school program at Hart Elementary. And with that, this year, we're going to take the musicians to Tocando and let them work with them one-on-one and let them see the professional musicians at work. We also work very closely with La Fe, and we'll be working with the Holocaust Museum to capture that which is the history of music and teach it to the kids, because there's so much to it. It's not just sitting and playing an instrument. There are many elements to it, from history, from art. Everything speaks as one, and the instrument becomes that voice. And it's so wonderful when you see kids who've never even seen a cello before, listen to the instrument and listen to the music just come alive. It's wonderful.
But what a gift it must be for the artist to have that impact and to see it. I mean, I imagine these kids' faces just light up.
The kids' faces light up and the artists light up too every time. It's kind of a unique experience. I know that the last time Zul was at the La Fe Cultural and Technology Center, the kids from the La Fe Preparatory School were brought in, and there had to have been more than 200 of them. And what he decided to do was step away from the stage and sit in the middle of the kids in the audience, played Brahms' Lullaby, made them all shut their eyes so they could just sit and embrace the music just right there. And that's kind of what the gift of chamber music, because it's music that was composed and designed for intimate settings. And so seeing kids have this experience for the first time is very wonderful. So we hope that even adults will have the kid in them come out and feel the music the way it was meant and written to be felt.
So speaking of music, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Who do you have coming? What are the highlights, or who can you outline for us?
Well, a very interesting highlight is, of course, the great composer Bach is kind of the musical Bible, if you will, for so many artists, including Zul Bailey. And there is a violinist named Dmitry Sitkovetsky, who is from Russia, and he is also a conductor at a number of symphonies around the country. And he did a transcription of what are called the Bach-Goldberg variations, and he'll be performing them here. So this is something that's very special, that he took this music and transcribed it to where we can understand it. And it was a very, very long, difficult journey for him to try to do that interpretation. We'll get that firsthand right here. We also have a very wonderful young quartet called the Cypress String Quartet. And talk about musicians who like to go into schools and make a difference and feel that impact. Those are them. And they'll be performing with the symphony orchestra as well. Then the following week, we're really kind of stepping out of the box and bringing a festival to El Paso that's rather far away. It's the Montreal Chamber Music Festival, and its director is named Dennis Brott, who's a very, very famous cellist. And he'll be bringing two very exceptional artists who perform within his universe and bringing it to ours. And there is a violinist named Bela Ristova, who is exceptional. And there's a wonderful pianist named Victor Asuncion Santiago. And we're very excited about having them all come here representing different parts of the universe and Montreal right here in the El Paso region.
Well, your energy about them is contagious. So I think we should let people know, how can they get tickets, or, you know, how do they find out the actual calendar of events and tickets and that kind of information? What's the best resource for that?
The best place to go to is eppm.org is our website with all of the information, and you can buy tickets there. And also, you can call our office at 915-833-9400, 833-9400, and that's the number to call. We'll take your reservations if you're interested in packets, if you want to go to more than one concert. There's going to be a lot coming out of the box. We even have a special evening concert at the El Paso Museum of Art where we'll kind of wine and cheese a bit before we sit and listen to music. So there are all sorts of ways that, once again, this communal approach to music, where chamber music is the best way to do it, is breaking bread, listening to music, and sharing that which is so important in our community.
And you'll have shows also in Las Cruces, is that correct?
Yes, we will. We'll have shows where we're collaborating with NMSU and the Center for the Performing Arts in the Atkinson Recital Hall. And also, of course, here on campus at UTEP, because UTEP is such a musical backbone for our community and for this institution. And so we're just very fortunate to work with the music department and share the musicians who come from afar and bring them right to our campus right here.
Do you do any kind of outreach in Las Cruces as well?
We're going to start. You know, it's kind of where I'm kind of going.
I know you've got a whole lot going on, and then I'm like, hey.
Yeah. So, yes, as a matter of fact, this particular festival, we do have a day that we're going to dedicate to students out there. We're hoping to reach the Las Cruces High School Orchestra and Boys and Girls Clubs out there and get to a lot of students there for the very first time that we're actually doing outreach. And so the audiences are growing there. And it's wonderful because then it becomes regional and we all become one.
So, Ms. Philippa, I know you started out with the Pro Music as a volunteer. Were you?
I was initially on the board, and then I was working with Zul Bailey, and then it just kind of all happened, and it happened 3 years ago. So it's come to fruition to where, yes, I'm very passionate about what I do because it's the end game. And the end game is seeing audiences come to their feet because they're moved by the music, to see children's eyes light up and come to life because they're moved by the music. And so there's so much passion behind it. So it's so exciting to share. And I hope that more and more people feel that same passion, come to the concerts, even come to the outreach, and experience what Pro Musica has to offer.
Do you remember that moment when you felt that passion, when you were touched by music?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Having grown up in a musical world, my father was a choreographer, Antonio Triana. My mother still teaches here on campus, Rita Triana. And so I grew up in a flamenco household. And I'd have to say that Spanish music, the music of Manuel de Falla, was the first music I ever heard that made me go, the aha moment. And I had to have been very little. Plus, I play castanets. So it's all kind of fun.
It's all in there.
It's all there. It's all coming out.
Do you ever play the castanets with Zul?
Actually, last year, we had a piece by Luigi Boccherini that required castanets. And the artist said, is there a way that we can get access to a castanet machine? And I said, I am a castanet machine.
Girl, I am the castanet
machine. So I actually did that at the Scottish Rite Temple last year. And it was so much fun. And just looking at music, reading the music, and just going, brum, it was wonderful.
How cool. Okay, so once again, give us the lowdown, the dates, how people can get involved.
There's so many things to do. We're even starting with our film series on January the 10th at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Art. And we're showing just some great movies that are just eclectic and show music, like, for instance, August Rush, which will be a tribute to the late, great Robin Williams. So we're starting on January 10th on a Saturday at the Museum of Art in the
tonight.
Afternoon. A free movie today at 2 o'clock. So you don't want to miss that. And we're going to show the movie Before Sunrise, where the Bach Goldberg variations will be featured. So it's going to be very, very exciting. It starts on January 14th. It continues through January 31st. There's something to do every day. And go to eppm.org and follow us along and like us on Facebook. It's EPPM El Paso Pro Musica on Facebook. And we'll keep you posted and up to date about all of the exciting happenings with the festival.
Well, Ms. Philippa, I can't thank you enough. Your passion is definitely here.
Oh,
and we're
so
excited. And I hope you have – is it coffee that fuels you through those 2 weeks? How do you do
it? No, it's – the music. Nothing matters but the music.
Fueled by music.
That's
I love
right.
it. Thank you so much, Ms. Philippa. We appreciate
you.
Your time.
I love being here. Thank you.